The need to totally eradicate polio worldwide has become an agenda set by governments and their health partners. On the 24th of October each year, Polio Day is observed the world over to remind countries that the disease still exists and all must strive to eradicate it. The focus of this year's commemoration is the launch of radio educational campaign against polio. Ghana seems to be close to eradicating poliomyelitis. This is based on reports indicating that since the outbreak of the disease in 2008, no case has been recorded as of last year. We bring you a write-up on the World Polio Day by Rita Mpabintete.
Polio is a crippling and potentially fatal infectious disease. There is no cure, but there are safe and effective vaccines. Polio can be prevented through immunization. Polio vaccines given multiple times can protect a child for life. The new strategy by health experts to eradicate polio is now based on preventing infection by immunizing every child until transmission stops and the world is polio-free. World Polio Day, which is officially observed on the 24th of October each year, was established by Rotary International more than a decade ago. The timing in late October is in honor of the birthday of Dr. Jonas Salk, who led the team that developed the first polio vaccine. There are many philanthropic organizations that have prioritized polio eradication. The Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and the Rotary International are few among many. The Rotary International, which prides itself to have initiated the observation of World Polio Day, said with the establishment of the Global Polio Eradication Initiative in 1988, polio cases as of 2013 have reduced worldwide by 99.9%. Theresa Osetutu is with the Rotary International.
Polio Day is significant to Rotary International because Rotarians worldwide have made a commitment to the world to eradicate polio from the face of the earth. Today, as we speak, we have 99.9 coverage. This means that only 26 cases worldwide. I will say that we cannot rest on our oars. We cannot be complacent. We are almost there. We are 0.1% there. And we need to continue immunizing our children. All parents, not only mothers, but fathers, take this disease very, very seriously. So it is very important that you support all the partners to make sure that we keep Ghana free from polio and immunizing your child.
The Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints also says it is obliged to ensure that vaccines are given to every child worldwide to end polio. That is why it is targeting remote villages and communities to fish out for all vulnerable children for immunization. Martin Obin is the coordinator for immunization programs for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
They say prevention is better than cure. And we have realized that most children suffer due to no cause of the earth, whereas we could have taken them out of that situation. One is polio. It affects this child unknowingly and at the expense of the family. When the child suffers this thing, the family are going to lose resources and the pain that the child will go through. So the church, in its wisdom, is saying that let's vaccinate these children so that they don't suffer in future. We are planning to go to the pocket areas where we did not have the maximum coverage.
In Ghana, the body mandated to monitor polio cases and immunize children under 18 months is the expanded program of immunization. Ghana has a better story to tell in polio eradication. Since the country first recorded polio infections in 2008, the wish of all countries is to be able to end polio. That is why quality health advocates and relevant stakeholders are re-strategizing in the fight against polio through education, routine vaccinations, and the willingness of governments worldwide to prioritize the eradication of the disease.
Rita Pabintete in that write-up on World Polio Day. Meanwhile, Ghana has been praised for maintaining a zero prevalent rate in her quest to fight polio. Reports from the Ministry of Health indicate that since 2008, when Ghana last recorded cases of polio, the country has not recorded any other case. This record has been described as a significant achievement in the country's health system. But the chairman of the Ghana National Polio Plus Committee of Rotary International, Teresa Osei-Utu, has cautioned health experts in Ghana not to be complacent. Speaking to Radio Ghana, she said Ghana, aside from this achievement, still does not have 100% prevention coverage, hence the need to increase outreach vaccinations to totally eradicate the disease. She spoke to Rita Mpabi Ntete.
Polio Day is significant to Rotary International because Rotarians worldwide have made a commitment to the world to eradicate polio from the face of the earth.
So normally on days like this, what do you do to commemorate the day?
On days like this, Rotary public sessions for work that they've done so far. For the polio, what we do are fourfold. We raise awareness, we raise funds, we put our man hours, volunteer hours in making sure that polio is on the forefront of our advocacy effort. We advocate with ministers, with ministries, with government, so that they put on the forefront of their calendar and make sure that the work is finished.
But then, what's the situation as far as polio eradication is concerned? Are we making any headway?
We have made a lot of headway. When we started in 1985, there were 330 children. It was paralyzing almost every day. 1,000 people were paralyzed every day by polio when we started. Okay, in 1988, when the global polio eradication initiated, 1,000 people a day, and there were 350,000 children all over the world who were infected.
What about Ghana? Is it true that indeed Ghana, since 2008, has not recorded any polio case?
It is very correct, and we are very happy with this. We are very happy, but we cannot be complacent. We cannot be complacent because we need to keep serious surveillance. Nigeria was able to detect these three cases because they hadn't rested. They were continuing and strengthening their disease surveillance system and making sure that they were vaccinating every child. Otherwise, they would not have discovered these three cases and it would have spread much further. Very, very important that as a neighboring country, Ghana, we need to increase our immunization. Ghana, we don't have 100% coverage of immunization, so we cannot be complacent at all. We need to continue so that we have the resistance even when it gets here. Our children are able to resist it.
Today being World Polio Day, what message do you have for the people out there, especially parents who sometimes refuse to immunize their children against some of these diseases?
I will say that we cannot rest on our earth. We cannot be complacent. We are almost there. We are 0.1% there, and we need to continue immunizing our children. All parents, not only mothers, but fathers, take this disease very, very seriously.